All right, this is Rockman Rocks. I'm here at Pechanga Casino with Sean Coey from the band Meatloaf. I want to thank you for taking some time with me today, Sean.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I guess the first question I wanted to ask you was, how did you get started singing?
Well, I really started singing when I was a toddler with my dad. Like, you know, I used to sing at family parties. My mom tells me I did like the Shawnee Coey show. And I was always kind of like, really, I loved singing ever since I was a kid. And my dad was in a band in the 70s in Pittsburgh called Harambee, which is a classic rock band with my dad, my aunt, and my uncle, all siblings. And so they kind of started me interested into singing. And I always danced since I was a kid, since I was like two. And then around the age of 10, my dad and I did a song in the vocal category at a dance competition one time. And we won second overall at the dance competition in the vocal category. So that kind of was like the first time I ever really sang on stage alone. And then started doing theater back in Pittsburgh, like community theater. And taking voice lessons, and then I kind of realized that I really love to do acting, singing, and dancing. So I kind of evolved into doing more musical theater. So I went to school for musical theater, and in the summer times I would sing in my dad's band, rock band, back in Pittsburgh. So I kind of had a blend.
How old were you then?
First time I started singing in the bars was about 18, back in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So I always had to be careful. Singing, because
right.
I wasn't 21 yet.
Right.
So that was my first experience singing in a band. But I always had a passion for rock music, even though I was studying theater.
Right.
You know, of course, all my theater friends would give me hell about that.
Right. Well, I get what you're saying. I mean, I went to Berklee College of Music in Boston in the 60s.
Yeah.
And, of course, that was classically trained people that were teaching us, the professors.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, us being coming up in the 60s, you know, the rock music was huge.
Right, yeah.
And I used to get a lot of flack from my teachers.
Oh, yeah. You're ruining your voice. Don't sing that. Don't sing that way. But, no, I always loved it. So, and I always wanted to sing rock. I mean, that was what I just loved to do. And I always enjoyed theater as well, but, you know, I liked the blend. I liked being able to do both.
Right. And of course, this band that you're singing with now, Meatloaf, that's basically how they got started. They're all theater kids.
Yeah. So it actually was really cool coming in and being able to use the training that I've had in acting classes and theater classes, because, you know, in this situation, a lot of times I get a lot of the notes we talk about are acting notes and how to play the scene and things like that.
So right. I
it
bet.
Helps. It helps.
Yeah. Absolutely. It helps.
It's cool.
I mean, How did the transition come from Pittsburgh to Vegas?
Well, I never planned to come to Vegas. I graduated from University of Michigan. I went for musical theater. And I went to New York first. And I was there for a couple months. And then I got into a tour of a musical. And I did about 3 national tours of musicals. And the last musical I was in, Saturday Night Fever, the musical, got picked up at the Sahara in Vegas for 5 months.
Ah.
So I stayed there for 5 months, and about the end of that run, a bunch of us went and auditioned for another show that was running in Vegas called We Will Rock You, which was a musical based on Queen's music.
Right.
And that was already running for about a year when we all auditioned for it, and I got into that show about halfway through their run at the Paris Hotel. And so stayed in that for about a year, and then that closed. And by that time, I had already moved into an apartment there. So I kind of figured, well, I guess I'm going to stay for a little bit in Vegas and give it a shot.
I mean, I started noticing stuff on YouTube about you, I want to say maybe 15 or 18 months ago.
Okay.
Somebody turned me on to a video that I watched, and I was like, whoa.
Oh, cool.
Who's this girl? So I kind of been watching from afar.
Right on.
Let's talk about Raiding the Rock Ball. How did that happen?
Well, that, I auditioned for it. I was called in by the girl who was in there previously. She needed a sub. They wanted her to get a sub. And so she asked me if I was interested in coming in and auditioning, and I went in last November, I think it was, November, December, and had to sing for Howard Lee's, and, you know, the band was there, and I just sang through the three songs, kind of, and I ended up getting the understudy position. And then in September, I heard that they were making some changes, and now I went in and I performed a few times, and then I had heard that they were going to make a few changes in the show. I'm not really exactly sure what went down, but they asked if I would come in and do some more shows, so now I'm splitting it with one of the girls, so when I go back, we're going to be doing like 2 weeks. She'll do 2 weeks, and I'll do 2 weeks, and but that's how I joined, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a great show, and, you know, Paul, I've known for years, and Robin, Macaulay.
Oh, they're all so great. They've all been really cool.
Great people.
Yeah, great people.
It's a
really nice vibe, and everybody was so welcoming.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and helpful. And
you couldn't get a better group of people together.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all A-plus people in my book.
Yeah, it's a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good team. And of course, the last time I saw the show, it was still at the Westgate.
Oh, yeah.
So I haven't been to the new venue yet.
Okay. The Tropicana.
Yeah. But the show's been around for a while now, and it's super successful. Mm-hmm. And like I told you the other day when we spoke on the phone, that we're probably going to come in December.
Okay.
And because we want to do a review of their show.
They're dark the first 2 weeks of December.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Right.
And now having to like front bands and things like that, and it's totally different than singing in the background of a show, you know what I mean?
Right, totally.
Yeah, so, and I've learned a lot of different styles because I've had to perform in different kind of styles of bands, and it's been really cool.
So let me ask you that, speaking of styles now, I've heard you do Banitar stuff. I heard you sing in another band. I think it was some lounge in Vegas. It was more like a jazzy thing, you know, with a piano player.
Yeah.
Which do you prefer?
I mean, I love singing anything that moves me, really. I like stuff that's emotional as opposed to dance songs, you know. I mean, I love doing like Janis Joplin, like Peace of My Heart, that's one of my favorite songs, you know. We do You Oughta Know by Alanis Morissette, anything by Alanis Morissette, you know. Or one of the most, I mean, I love a variety of music, but I just kind of like to be challenged and see, like I got to sing Great Gig in the Sky with Jizzy Pearl last year when we did he had a little show at Vamped, and that was like one of the coolest things I've ever gotten to do.
Yeah. Jizzy's
and I'm a fan too.
Jizzy's a peach.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's a peach.
Yeah, that was really cool. So I was honored that he asked me to sing with him. I feel so grateful. I mean, I'm grateful every day. I'm grateful every day anyway for many things, but it's, you know, I've become more grateful as I've gotten older, I think, and learned that there's something to learn in everything, but this is an amazing opportunity, and I'm like still in shock that I'm here. So.
No. Let me ask you this. How did you get the shot with Meatloaf?
So I did We Will Rock You, I mentioned, when I moved to Vegas about 10 years ago. And Paul Crook, who's the guitar player of Meatloaf, one of the guitar players, Johnny Michelli, drummer, and Danny Miranda were all in the band for We Will Rock You when we were there. And so I knew them, you know, as acquaintances then. Didn't know them well, but, you know, Paul is lives in Vegas, and, you know, we stayed in touch a little bit over the years. And he called me to see if I wanted to come in an audition for the role in 2013. And there were a few other girls from Vegas who went in an audition, and a couple other that I didn't know from out of Vegas, and just went in and sang a few songs along with the other girls, and we all just like recorded our stuff individually, you know, with Paul, and then he sent it on to Meat, and that's how I ended up getting the audition, and eventually getting the part.
So Meat heard you sing and basically said, "This is the girl?"
Well, not really. First, yeah, I mean, I heard he really liked my voice, but I'm small, so it was kind of a an issue. They were worried that I was going to be too small. But when I met him in person, he figured it wouldn't be an issue. So I ended up coming in and doing the part. So,
right.
Yeah. So,
you know, being a fan of Meatloaf myself, going back to the very beginnings. So,
there's nothing else like it.
Yeah, there's nothing like it. And the writing was superb. The musicianship, obviously, you know, Bruce went on to play with Kiss. And his brother's one of the top session guys in New York. Yeah. And, you know, on and on and on. And Carla went to Pirates of Penzance. And, So, I mean,
That's cool.
Just exciting stuff. And here you are 40 years later doing it.
It's amazing.
You got to be blown away.
I'm totally blown away. When I think of, I mean, I can't even think of it. Like, I go to work and I'm like, I just try to, especially when I first joined, I was like, I can't even think about that stuff because I'm going to freak out. I'm like, I can't even, it's just like so amazing to me. I can't even fathom that. Like, that's huge. It's huge. I've been listening to this forever.
Right.
Never imagined that I would have the opportunity to do this. And it's like, I just go in and try to focus on the work and it's just, do my job and you know,
don't rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat. it's been a blast. It's been so cool.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, especially for a girl.
Yeah.
Who grew up, you know, one of the questions I was going to ask you, and you already talked about it in the beginning of the interview, was that you grew up in a musical family.
Yeah.
So your parents were probably listening to me, and you grew up listening to that.
My dad would, I kind of grew up listening to classic rock, and I always had a passion for classic rock, because, I mean, when we sit in the car, and he'd be like, okay, who's this? And I'm like, Boston. And who's that? I said, oh, it's Joe Cocker. Okay, like, so I knew a lot about it by the time I went to school. I mean, that was really what I listened to. All my friends were listening to a lot of the 90s music, which I still appreciate a lot of it and grew into it now, but, like, in high school, I was listening to classic rock. It's like 70s and 80s. So it was always, you know, part of, I mean, it's just, it's cool. It's really amazing how it's all.
If you were going to start today as a singer, as a young girl, 18 years old, what would you tell somebody?
Sing everything you can. Listen to everything you can. Listen to what you like, listen to what you don't like. I would say just expose yourself to everything you can musically and just take it in, you know. The more, there's always something to learn. And the more knowledge you have of music out there, the more individual your own sound will become, you know.
Right.
You'll figure out, you know, your own influences.
Yeah, your own style.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of amazing music out there of all styles. Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing you do this tonight. I got to be honest with you. I'm sure it'll be breathtaking.
Good.
You know, your voice is amazing.
Thank you. Anyway,
I want to thank you for taking some time with us today. I know your time is short. You have sound check here in a little bit.
Yeah, I got to head back in a bit.
Yeah.
The group's coming over now.
And like I said, you know, thanks again for taking some time.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. In any case, this is Rockman Rocks from Backstage360.com. Thank you again, Sean, for spending the time with us. And look forward to this being in an upcoming issue of Backstage 360. Thank you.